AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Steady rain is falling around Tampa. Wind gusts are picking up. Hurricane Milton is expected to reach land in Florida in less than 24 hours.
There is high confidence that this hurricane is going to pack a major, major punch and do an awful lot of damage.
Governor Ron DeSantis says Milton is just a whisker shy of being a deadly Category 5 hurricane. Forecasters expect landfall late tonight or early tomorrow around Sarasota, Florida.
You need to prepare for catastrophic impacts.
FEMA's Deanne Criswell says Milton is a serious storm.
One that could forever change communities that are still recovering from Helene. Please continue to listen to your local officials and seek safety immediately. We do not need to lose any lives as a result of this storm.
Karina Kobel lives in Tampa. She evacuated to Miami.
Storm surge is the biggest thing. With Helene, we had about 6 feet of water inside our home, and they're predicting the surge to be about 10 to 15 feet, which is twice as much as Helene. So it's going to be tough to come back to.
Forecasters say as Milton is approaching, a tornado crossed Interstate 75 today in Florida. Three scientists who discovered powerful techniques to predict and even design novel proteins, the building blocks of life, were awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. One is John Jumper with Google DeepMind, a British-American artificial intelligence research lab based in London.
Every day is wonderful to see the work that the scientific community has done on top of AlphaFold. And I really can't wait to see the next breakthroughs.
Jumper's colleague Demis Hassabis also received the award, as well as David Baker at the University of Washington. Five people are dead after a small plane crashed on Catalina Island in Southern California. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are holding relatively steady on Wall Street following big drops in Chinese markets. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Dow added 112 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%. Treasury yields and oil prices also held steady. Big jumps in both had helped send the stock market reeling earlier this week. The modest moves followed another bumpy day for Chinese stocks. Shanghai's main index had its biggest slump since the early days of COVID. Boeing dropped 3%. The aircraft maker withdrew a contract offer that would have given striking workers 30% raises over 4 years. Seth Sutel, New York.
A comet is slinging toward Earth on the outer reaches of the solar system and will make its closest pass Saturday. It should be visible through the end of October, bright enough to see with the naked eye, but binoculars and telescopes will give a better view. Comets are frozen leftovers from the solar system's formation billions of years ago. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.